Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go.
Listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Suriano. Hi, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful week, and I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is our direct link to Jesus 24/7, and it is through prayer that we can build a meaningful relationship with Him. The more we pray, the stronger our relationship becomes, and soon we learn how to let go and let God, meaning we give Him all that is troubling us and let Him handle it. When we do, we find ourselves living a life full of peace and contentment without any stress, worries, or fear. For too many years, I had no relationship with the Lord, and I had very little faith. The reason was I did not understand the significance of prayer. I am very lucky because in 2010, I had a life-changing experience, no doubt crafted by Jesus, that led me right to Him. I have never looked back, and today my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about keeping faith simple, and that as long as we believe in God, love God and everyone, and follow the golden rule, we are living as Christians. On today's show, we are going to switch gears and address a question we hear often, if not one we have asked ourselves. Does God really exist? Today, more than ever, we are living in a world full of hatred, violence, and greed. One where there are too many people who have no use for religion and no belief whatsoever in God. If in a room full of people the question was asked, does God really exist? Those who are atheists would be quick to say no. Those who are agnostic would vacillate and say they are not sure, and only the Christians would stand up and proudly say, absolutely, yes, God does exist. But in such a room, the next question given to the Christians would be, but what proof do you have? And there we have it, the difference between fact and faith. We as Christians, we believe that God does exist, but each year we are finding more and more people who do not. In the world today, 11% of the population are true atheists. When broken down, China has the highest number of atheists, which is about 79% of its population, whereas the United States has only 10% of its population being atheists. However, atheism is growing worldwide as Christianity is decreasing. But the question to ask is, why does that matter? There are several reasons. First, let's look at the Bible. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. His invincible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. This Bible verse tells us that God created the universe and everything in it. We believe that, but the atheist does not. When they are asked the question of how life began, their answers are vague, turning to unanswered questions that our best scientists can only provide theories because they have no proof. Without God, there would be no world and none of us in it. It's as simple as that. Yet the skeptic and the atheist refuse to accept that. As Christians, all we need to do is look up into the heavens and at one another to know that without God, nothing would be possible, and that with God, everything is possible. Understanding the role that God plays in our lives is another important part of living life as a Christian. As we discuss more of today's topic, does God really exist? In addition to atheists, we are also dealing with the increase of those practicing Satanism. Satanism is on the rise. Imagine people who worship the devil. Those that follow Satan say they do so because they are drawn to the devil as a figure of strength and independence. We as Christians must remain strong and united, and whenever possible as Christians, we are obligated to spread the word of God and His existence. We are obliged to invite anyone into our faith who wishes to learn about Christianity, for it is important. Allowing the devil to gain any more opportunities to tempt others, mislead others, and trick others by following his ways is not what God wants. Of course, we should never force our beliefs on anyone, leaving the choice of being a Christian up to each individual. Always remember to keep the Lord in our hearts. Pray to him at least once every day and let him know how much we love him and how thankful we are for all he has done for us. As long as we do that, we tell God that we know He does exist and that we are pleased to be a Christian. The first song I'm going to play today connects with today's topic because if we have faith, that means we believe that God really does exist. When we have faith and accept God as the one who leads us and guides us, we learn that we can trust Him and that there is no reason for fear. The song is called No More Fear. When I wrote this song, I thought of what it means when we truly trust God to take care of us and protect us. In the verses, we hear how the Lord takes away our fears, and in the chorus, how we feel when He does. The words in the chorus are, "Peace you give me, peace that lets me live free. No more fear, it's cast aside. No more fear, no flaws to hide. You're my salvation, you're the rock of creation. No more fear, I'm not afraid. No more fear, no masquerade. With you, there's no more fear." Please listen now to my song, No More Fear.
I know you have my back. You take away my fear. What can man do to me when you are near? I'm scared and blinded with fright. I know you get me through with your power and might. You always guide me with your righteous hand. For you are with me and firmly I shall.
No more fear, no flaws to hide. You're my listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Continuing with today's topic, does God really exist? The moment we wake up, how can we not be thankful for another day? Whenever we are with our spouse, our children, our family, and our friends, how can we not be thankful for those we are blessed with? Whenever we can provide for what we need for ourselves because we have an income, how can we not be appreciative? In all these cases, who should we be grateful to? God. That's right, God. Whether you pray directly to God or, as I do, pray to Jesus, we must be mindful that all we have comes from our Lord. Yes, God really does exist, and it would be very hard to imagine the world without Him. Through prayer, we get to speak directly to our Lord, and when we do, we must let Him know how much we love Him and how much we are thankful for all that we have. If we know people who doubt God or doubt He exists, we should pray for them because, unfortunately, they are lost. And when their time comes, they will not be able to find a place in heaven. I was once one of those people. My lack of faith was never so bad that I didn't believe in God, but it was bad enough that I didn't think about God and I certainly didn't pray to Him. I was one of the lucky ones. For whatever reason, I don't know why, but Jesus sought me out and created a path that led me to Him. Not everyone is as lucky, so we as Christians need to pray, not just for ourselves, but for others, especially all those in the world today who are not with the Lord, who do not believe, and who do not understand what they are missing. When we look at all the problems we have, violence, racism, and overall cruelty in the world today, there is no doubt that the devil has a stronger presence than ever before. And with so many people who have abandoned our Lord, the devil has that much more of an opportunity to cause great harm, and he is. Our defense as Christians is prayer. Yes, prayer. Because when we are praying to the Lord, the devil cannot in any way penetrate that, and he will bring his temptations elsewhere. If we pray for others and do whatever we can to help them find the Lord, that will only weaken the devil even further. As Christians, we believe in loving our God and loving our neighbor. We also believe in providing for others with kindness and compassion. So, as we go through our week and pray, think about all those lost people who are not with the Lord and who have little or no faith, and pray for them. We know that God really does exist. Through our prayers, we can help others come to that very same conclusion. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. Talking more about today's topic, does God really exist? All anyone has to do is walk into a church, and when we do, we feel His presence. Ironically, so many non-believers run to a church the minute something bad happens in their lives. But it shouldn't have to be that reason to bring them back to God. Luckily, we have a loving and forgiving God, so if they are sincere when they return, our Lord will embrace them. But each of us has many years that we are alive, and throughout those years, we should be doing whatever we can to live as Christians, following the laws and commands of our Lord. It shouldn't take a crisis for someone to come back to the church. Worse yet, many who do come back leave once whatever the crisis was is over. True Christians are faithful and loyal to our God. The Lord knows who we are, and all we can do is our best to lead others to the Lord, but ultimately, it is up to them. The next song I'm going to play is a very simple worship song called Always. The message in the song is clear. We hear that God is with us always, that He loves us always, and that He is there for us always. So please listen now to my song, Always.
I feel you.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the second Sunday of Easter. The Easter season is the longest season we have, and it continues until Pentecost Sunday. In the Gospel, we hear that Jesus appears to the apostles, but that Thomas is not with them, so he does not see Jesus. Jesus shows the apostles his hands and his side, proving to them that yes, he was nailed to the cross, died, and is now alive. They are, of course, overjoyed and realize once and for all that Jesus truly is the Son of God. Yet when Thomas returns and they tell him what happened, he does not believe them, saying that unless he sees for himself Jesus' wounds, he will not believe. A week later, Jesus appears again before the apostles, and Thomas is with them this time. Jesus instructs Thomas to inspect his wounds, but Thomas forgets about his conditions and says, "My Lord and my God." Jesus responds, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who believe who have not seen." The message in the gospel is that we who have faith have it because we believe and believe without the need for proof. The psalm is Psalm 118, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." The message of this psalm is that the ways of God are marked by his constant presence, that he is good, and that his love endures forever. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 118, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good."
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love is ever.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, My Statement of Faith. I believe that all creation exists by the will of God. I believe people are meant to enjoy a living relationship of trust with God the Creator. I believe that the essential nature of God is love, love that reaches out to men and women, inviting them back into a relationship with God. I believe God's love was made incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ, and through his love, death, and resurrection, God won for us the victory over sin and death and provided the way for our relationship with God to be restored. I believe that each person is free to accept or reject God's offer of redemption and new life in Christ. Being reconciled with God through Christ is a matter each individual must consider for himself or herself. I believe that the church is the family of believers, all at various stages in the Christian journey, but united in the desire to live for Christ and do the will of God as it has been revealed in Christ. I believe that the Bible is the record of God's revelation to us. It is our authority for faith and practice. I believe that Christ will come again as he promised to establish God's perfect rule and the end of all suffering. Well, that's all the time we have today, but thank you for tuning in to this episode of Let Go and Let God. We are pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Remember to reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go and let God.